A Derby man living with autism is urging people to support those with the condition as we head back to work and a sense of normality. Andrew Warnican says going back to the office means you could be sitting at a different desk and be following a complete change of routine to the one you've had whilst working from home. Heading to the shops and wearing a mask can also cause distress for those living with the condition. So what can we do to help? Well, Andrew joins me now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me, how have the last 6 months been for you then?
A mix, really. I work from home normally, so being locked inside is not really a problem, although I have found it quite stressful not just to be able to go outside and drive around in particular. In regarding that, there's been no significant change. I've not been able to go and see my parents up in Yorkshire for about 5 months, and now I can. So in that respect, it's been half and half. It's been a balance.
So when we talk about the challenges faced by someone like you living with autism, I mean, let's be more specific then. What are the challenges for you compared to maybe what I might be facing?
Well, first of all, as you've already highlighted, there's changes in routines, particularly if you're working in an office. There may be changes in what days you're working and what hours you're working. Then there'll be changes in procedures. How often do you need to sanitize hands? Are there any requirements to wipe down your desks? Do you need to pack away your desk's belongings at the end of the day? Have the desks moved in any way? Is there a one-way system in and out of the office? And where or when to wear the masks. And personally, that is a challenge for me in its own right.
Each individual who has autism, it can differ, can't it? What you face, what the challenges are, can differ from one person to another.
Indeed.
And the severity levels as well of the autism you have. But I know, the routine thing is quite a big key thing, isn't it, for most people with autism?
And Absolutely.
if you're suddenly thrown into a situation that you weren't expecting, you don't recognise, what impact can that have, Andrew?
Oh, it can be variable on the people. For me personally, it can have quite a significant effect. I get annoyed, I get angry, I get upset. And it doesn't matter if it's at work or otherwise. You know, short notice changes can be very difficult to cope with.
Even to the point of view of, and of course this again differs from case to case, but if you were to walk in, if you were going to be one of those people who is now returning to work, as you say, you work from home, and all of a sudden your desk is in a different part of the office, in a different office altogether, if you've not been warned of that, that can be huge, can't it?
Oh, completely, yes. I mean, the unfamiliarity with being in an office or even at a different location within an office. There's also the, because we have hypo or hypersensitivities. For instance, are you facing a window when you're hypersensitive to light like I am, or facing away? Are you relocated to an area where there's sort of a noise that no one else can hear, but you can, a bit like a very small rattle in a car that you can hear but no one else can. Things like even the desk, has the desk changed? Has the touch and texture of the desk and the chair changed? That can be a real problem for some, less so for me, but nevertheless, it is a very much a common trait. So it's all these things that employers need to be aware of. And again, as you highlighted earlier, not everyone has these particular sensitivities, but everyone has invariably some of these particular sensitivities at different capacities.
So I mean, the key here is good communication, isn't it? Because, of course,
absolutely,
the person with autism needs to be communicating to their employer, these are my needs, this is what I need you to do for me, because we can't guess, can we?
No, and I'm an advocate of meeting halfway. You know, the autistic individual has to make it recognised that he is or she is, but you know, if you're my age, who's 50, I wasn't diagnosed till 3 years ago. So the likes of people my age probably won't, possibly won't know that they are autistic. All that they'll realise is that they have, I would say, idiosyncrasies that are a collective of these idiosyncrasies that may not be explained.
Yeah, such as, give us some examples, Andrew.
Well, you know, people might line up their pens in a particular order. I'll give you one that I do, which is completely out of the office environment. I've got a sort of metal spinning tops I got for my birthday, and I've lined them all up in mass order, in weight order, completely.
Wow.
So they're all, I know the weights completely, and I've lined them up all in weights. And whilst they all look very similar, I know that they're different. I can feel it by touch and weight. So things like that. If you
came to them and somebody had moved them around, what does that do?
That is quite annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
To anger levels? I mean, some of these things, I suppose that's not the greatest example, but some things will obviously make you very angry, won't they?
Yeah, it will. I mean, it'll annoy me, and if it continues, it will make me angry. But it's more than the individual. And I think, obviously, like lots of things like this, if it's deliberate, then there's obviously more of a malice intent behind it, and the consequences therefore are.
How has it been with regards to? I mean, are you exempt from wearing masks?
In theory, yes, I am, because I have a hidden disability and also have asthma, so that, I guess, makes me exempt. But I actually do, particularly when I go in and out of shops very quickly. To me, a mask, doesn't matter what material, feels like it's got thousands of pins, needles sticking into my face. And when I mentioned it to my doctor, she explained that this is a very good indicator of the hypersensitivity I have. Mm. But I didn't know I had it until now.
Right. So I'm intrigued then, Andrew, because obviously you're still wanting to do your bit, but obviously that's very uncomfortable for you to wear a mask for that reason. So if you have had moments where you've not worn a mask, do you get looks from people? Do people automatically assume you're just kind of flouting the rules?
Yes. Can I give you an example? I was in a big Derby shop last bank holiday Monday. Can I say it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I was in Costco with my wife, and neither of us have to wear a mask. And we were getting some rather strange looks from pretty much all the other customers. And then there was a lady, an employer, walking round, and she came up to us and spoke to us, and then immediately realised we were wearing a hidden disability. I have a little wristband, and my wife has a sort of a lanyard around her neck. And it was fine. You know, she completely understood. It was not a problem at all.
Good. So with regards to the staff in the shop, that was very well handled. But
yeah,
I guess...
But
you're going to face this... I mean, I'm sure you face this all through life. You know, when it is as you described it there, a hidden disability... then people don't stop and think, do they? Human nature isn't stop and think, okay, there's probably a reason this man is doing this. We just automatically think, oh, well, why are you getting away with that and we're not?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, I guess, with all hidden disabilities, not just autism, is that, you know, it's not obvious. Mm. We don't have crutches, we don't have wheelchairs or false limbs or whatever, you know. It's not obvious, and hence this this mechanism of wearing these wristbands or lanyards or whatever, I find quite useful.
Yeah.
And it has made a difference, even in my local shop in town, that, you know, the staff have been, on occasions, quite helpful to me.
Which is good to hear. That's great to hear. Yeah. Andrew, What can we be doing? What do you want to say to employers, to members of the public? How can we best support you, Andrew, and people with autism?
Okay, well, first of all, regarding employers, is you have to know your employees. And that's a given, I think, regarding all employees to employees. Next thing is to ask questions. And the important thing about asking questions is make sure that you ask the question that you want to ask, not ones that are open to interpretation, i.e. be absolutely precise in what you say. Because we often, mostly, in my case, always, take things completely literally. So if you ask the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. Mm. And not only that, when we do reply, you need to listen and not hear what you want to hear, and listen and hear what is actually being said, because we don't flower it up. We don't tell things that are superfluous to the question. We actually say things as they are.
Yeah. So really, it is, as we started this conversation, about better communication, isn't it?
Indeed. Yeah, it's all about that. Now, lots of people don't actually know how to do it. And indeed, until a few years ago, I didn't. Mm. You know, so it's not a blame. It's just an education.
Yeah.
But you need to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why we're talking to you today. Lovely to have a catch up with you, Andrew.
Thank you.
How do you feel with these, lockdown two is trending on Twitter, these new rules being imposed again, and we feel like we're being restricted again. Does that worry you, that you feel like we've been starting to return to normality and maybe we might be facing another lockdown? Does that trouble you?
Yes, it does, but more probably as a father than as an individual. My daughter's just gone back to year 11, and how do you explain the fact that she's in a class full of 20, 30 people, and then she'll go home and can't see any of them, or yeah, only six of them?
Yeah. You know, I've got the exact same problem.
That.
No, I've had exactly the same conversation with my two sons this morning. It's tough,
yep,
isn't it? It is tough.
Yeah.
Andrew,
I'm
all the best.
About it.
Yeah, well, I think we all are. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show, so maybe we'll help with some of the confusion. Andrew, great to talk to you, and great to have a catch up as well. Andrew Warnock, of course. Well, just raising awareness, really, and showing us all how we can be a little more helpful to people with hidden disabilities, but particularly for Andrew, for people with autism.